Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Be Good Dispensary, our official sponsor. Bringing you the latest and greatest in hip hop and the arts and cannabis culture. With co-host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Joe Thunder with the Smoking Joe Thunder podcast. We got Elvis Freshly and Be Good Dispensary in the house, DJ Sin. We got Reps. This is part two. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what up?
Man, you got crazy stories about everything, man. So we're just going to kind of let you pick up where you left off.
Back to the kid?
Yep.
All right. Well, I have a son.
He has a couple of them.
I'll make it even better. So, I have two immediate sons, like they're my kids, and I have a stepson, and his name is Chris. He's my dude, you know what I mean? That's my dog. I took him in, I became a part of his life when he was five.
Right.
And this kid, I guess in his eyes, I don't commit anything wrong, right? But I always tell him about my life, you know what I mean? Like, I don't hide anything about me and shit, like. In case they meet my mom and mom says something negative about me, so I let them know about the negative sides on me and shit, you know? Right. And, you know, there's been moments where he see me had to flex on somebody because of shit like that, you know what I mean? And I explained to him that I don't know how to, like, shut off my switch sometimes. Right. You know, a lot of people.
I think we're all guilty of that, bro. I know I am, bro. I don't know what to shut the fuck up.
And, he had that altercation in school, and, my son is Asian, and I don't know if you noticed, there's a lot of Asian hate going on out there and shit. And I taught my son that, no matter where you are and shit, you got to show him your true colors and shit.
Right.
I want to beat this nigga's ass. That's on my mother, yo.
Bye, Jake.
This dude's dumb.
Sorry, bro.
Apologize for that. If we don't know what a thug is, the niggas out here watch so many rap videos. That's why I listen to Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah. That should calm you down. You know what
What's your calm down song?
My calm down song?
Yeah.
It's actually Blue October, Hate Me. It's like one of those songs about my mom. Everything in my life has to do with my mom. I never realized that. I've been in rehab, had to do with my mom. I've been in jail, had to do with my mom. At first, I thought it was all negative. You know what I mean?
Right.
In reality,
it's a lesson.
It was more like an affection thing that I was lacking. And it took me a long time to figure me out. So all my life, I try to blame this lady for something she didn't even do wrong. I had beef in the street. How the fuck she supposed to know? Right. We moved to the hood, not thinking like, dude, this is the best she could do. I should be grateful, you know what I mean? Right. At least I had a home. Right. And I lost all that shit because my stupidity is more important than reality, you know what I mean? Right. Yeah, I've been to, like, my friend houses with mansions. You know, I do these home theater shit.
Yeah, talking
mansions.
About that earlier for the Broncos and everyone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've done some dope-ass houses. You know, I did one thing that I've never noticed about these dudes is they pay attention to their kids. Yeah, my mom, we wasn't rich. She buy, like, a Nintendo 64, right? It wasn't for us. It was for us to play with her, to be with her. They would notice. I remember, like, I could have gone out and go smoke weed and shit. I forgot to go out. Curfew's 9, you know? Because I'm playing the Zelda with my mom. Yeah, forget
that's
about
dope.
All those fucking dope things she did with me. Like, yo, and it was fun. She had the book, whatever. The interaction, the feelings were real, you know what I mean? I was so fucking stuck on being stupid and shit. She was crazy. She never supported graph. Never cared for my graph. She thought I was going to be the end of my life. But when she started seeing me as an artist, more than a tagger, she started respecting it. My mom likes my pictures on Facebook, you know what I mean? And she'll tell me, like, yo, how do you see colors when you don't see colors? How you do these beautiful things, son? And
are you colorblind, too?
Yeah.
Like Shu?
Yeah.
I got hit in the head with a 2x4, though. It fucked me shit up.
I remember you told me that when one of the first times we hung out.
And, like, my mom was just like, it's like, I never even heard her talk about it. Like, it was cool, you know?
Right.
Like, and now I see her, like my son, my 16-year-old son likes my pieces and shit. And sometimes he even leaves a comment. I think it's fresh, you know what I mean? But I don't want him to be like me, though. And I told him, like, yo, whatever led me to be here is to be with you. So I want to make the best you that could ever be. Yeah. And, you know, my son, my little one's like, oh, I don't like school. And I'm like, nigga, fuck that shit. And I said just like that, nigga. Like, that dude's my best friend. his mom don't like the connection we have, but she doesn't understand. When she was missing, that dude had my back. I don't care anybody. Like, it was the craziest shit. I call my friends and want to talk about it. Nah, my son be rubbing my head like, that's all right, you miss mom. It's okay. And I'm like, yeah, it's okay. Thank you. You know, like, yo, yeah. Dude's my man. Yeah. So my ex-wife, she hates that. You know what I mean? I don't really give a fuck, you know? She was like, oh, you need to do rules with him. And I was like, yeah, I have a rule. You get A's, nigga, you get whatever you want.
Exactly, huh?
Because I never had that shit. Right. I didn't get A's. I got B's and shit. You know what I mean? That's how it was for me. My mom never told me to go to college. I drilled that on my kids. Want to be military? I'm an anarchist. I don't even believe in the system, but I live in it. So I make sure that my kids adapt to it. If they choose later not to be a part of it, that's on them, not on me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I try to like teach them these things and shit. But the one thing I don't allow in my house is pussy niggas and shit. Because if my mom, when I was a kid, she didn't like that shit. And I'm not saying I'm a tough dude or nothing like that. Maybe in a few minutes we'll find out because somebody's vexing me, right? But, you know, when you get older, you're trying to be better and shit. And, you know, from what I've known you, you've done so good. You know, you've been trying to help people all your life.
Thank you.
You school people with music and shit, you know what I mean? You've done all this stuff in life, you know what I mean? That people don't think that's dope, but that's how I recognize you and shit, you know?
Like, I appreciate that, bro.
You know, I've seen you all your life doing what you're doing, trying to help kids and all that shit, you know?
So thank you, bro.
You know, like, and I that's how I know you.
Yeah.
Because I always look at the best things people do and shit. Onto people like this idiot over here just made me not recognize, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, they talk about, like...
It's going down.
Yeah, like, this dude don't know. Like, I don't know, man. I just... That shit vexes me.
Yeah.
You know, now this nigga's gonna see me in the streets and I'm gonna have to handle it because, yo, like, that shit's not cool. You know, I do respect Messin. Yeah, he's my cousin and I deal with all his dirt. Nobody else does.
Yeah.
Me and his mom. Sometimes I don't even want to be related to me. But, yo, believe me or not, I have that kid's heart more than anybody else and shit. I put food in his mouth. I put money in his pocket because he's family and shit.
Yeah.
This dude wants to talk over here. And falling chairs and I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. God, man.
Yeah, it was something else.
Respect. Yo, respect is when you respect other people's properties and shit.
Sure.
It's a joke, but I don't know. My life is just cool. You know what I mean? I came from nothing and I'm something. And I'm really proud of myself because I don't need nobody else telling me I'm doing good. I'm proud of myself because I'm a good father.
Right.
To me, that meant more to me, to my kids. Looking at them in school and all that shit means more to me than anything else that anybody else does in the world. Because that's my family. A lot of people and shit, they're stuck in what's going on in the streets, nigga. The 80s are over and shit.
You got to grow.
Everybody want to be rappers and shit. You know what, dude? I want to be a father.
Yeah.
You know? So, and when I paint, I bring my kids. If I paint a train and he want to roll with me, I make him paint it with me, you know?
Yeah. So,
I just don't try to be involving people in my negativity because... It never got me nowhere and shit, even though it did get me somewhere later on and shit. I want my kids to be something now, not later, you know what I mean?
Right.
If I die, I want to be like, damn, I did something right for once, you know? My mom says it now. You know, my mom was like, oh, you're a piece of shit, you know? That's why nobody wants you, you know? Like, when you're like that spick life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is cool, you know, right? Because after a while, I can't even believe what the shit come out of her mouth. I tell my white friends, they're like, man, your mom fucked up. You know, like, your mom fucked, dude. And I'm like, yeah, mom fucked. Yeah. Guess what? My mom likes me more than yours and shit. You know, like,
right.
My mom bought me sneakers when she had no money. Tell your mom buy you shoes and she rich, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nigga tell her to get a job. Nigga, my mom never asked me to go to McDonald's. You know, like, shit like that. Like, I don't know, man. You know, when I paint now, I'm honored to paint. Like, it's not like I'm cool and I want to be down with the scene. Yeah, graph? It's not graph no more.
Right. That's what I was going to tell you. What's the difference between now and then?
You earn your keep. You earn your recognition. You know, you earn your respect. You know, you make a name for yourself. And out here, everybody uses the internet. I got people that follow me that never even done a tag.
Right.
I got people that follow me that have my name, and they're telling me I'm doing a good job. Like, nigga, change your name. Like, paint that shit. You know, there's another reps out there. There's two. One in Italy and one in New York that do their thing. I ain't going to hate on them. You know what I mean? One said he was before me, and I don't know, you know? I don't want to be that guy. It's not 1987 or 1995. Like, yo, nigga, change your name. I don't want to be that guy, but, man, if you don't put in work or even paint it before, you shouldn't come at me. It's like, yo, we have the same name. Like, nigga, you don't even know what a name is. You know, my name, Rep, I have it for having a reputation of having drama. Yeah. I didn't have a rep because I was cool. I had a rep because niggas wanted to kill me and shit. You know what I mean?
Mean
that,
some.
Yeah, so everybody knows me for that. It wasn't like I was trying to be cool, like, yeah, I'm going to write this. Dude, my name actually looks like me. You know what I mean? Like, everybody be like, yeah. You know, when my mans paint my black boot, they always put just to get a rep. Yeah, these little things that, like through the years, that's adapted to my life. You know, Nate, every time he sees a gangster album or a tape, and he gets it for me, you know? Because just to get a rep, you know, and shit. Or Rocky, because when I was a kid, I didn't really have a dad, and the dad I had was a piece of shit. So when people ask me, I will tell them about Rocky. It was my favorite movie, and I know everything about him, you know what I mean? So when I'll be telling people, like, yeah, my dad, I never really had a dad. My mom was my dad. Yeah. And I should have been a man and just told niggas, like, my mom was my dad. Yeah. Now I'm proud of telling everybody, like, yo, I was raised by a woman, yo.
Yep,
and she had more heart than my dad, because you know what? My mom would step in front of me and take a punch from me before any other dude did when I was a kid. Yes. And she would fucking box to protect me. I never had a dad that did that shit. They're all pussy and shit, you know? My sister's dad, my dad, all niggas are fucking scrubs. Yo, I had my dad come out here for a month. Nigga was having bossed around by his wife, talking about he has other sons that he has to look after. Nigga, you never looked after nobody and shit. My mom broke ass. To this day, I don't even know how my mom did this shit. This shit's like magic and shit. You know what? I didn't even realize it. My mom would stay up all night, sewing dresses, going to college, doing cosmetology. You know, my mom made it almost to a principal. She made it to a principal in the school. Wow. Raising four kids. While this piece of shit is over there fucking having more kids. His kids don't even know who his other brothers are and shit. Because he thinks he's a garbage basura, you know? And I don't want to be that dude. No. You know, I have homies and shit that their kids are going to do 18 to life. You know what I mean? And I watch them cry about it, and they're like crying, and it breaks my heart. But man, that kid just saved my life, because now I'm paying attention to what my kids do, you know what I mean? And it shouldn't happen to anybody, but this shit is fucked up out here, you know? If you do the wrong thing, shit is fucked your game up. You know, my kid watched gang videos and shit, so I block those things, you know? He'll watch this, and I tell him, like, yo, dogs, it's not important. He thinks it's amusing and shit. Now, like, yo, homie, I used to do that shit. It wasn't amusing then either, you know what I mean? Like, your dad I almost went to jail for my life for an attempt murder for kids jumping me. Because the kid that jumped me, I got at, you know what I mean? They all ran. Niggas pull out a gun on me, shot, and I end up shooting the fucking guy. You know, I get arrested for this shit. I got lucky some Dominican lady wanted to save my life and shit, because we had to hire a lawyer, and this witness lady, you know, Pentecostal, blessing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Went and said that she witnessed that I was the victim. And then they were asking me why I didn't say nothing. And I was like, I ain't no snitch. Man. And I was still going through the process and shit. My boss had to hire a lawyer. Fucking sick, dude. Some stranger got me a lawyer. Saved my butt for that shit. Damn. I remember, he's called me professor, you know? And I never really talked to nobody about it when I was a kid. I was ashamed, you know what I mean? And it wasn't that I was ashamed that I was in those situations. I was ashamed that I had nobody to have my back but a stranger. You know what I mean? Like my dad comes to my house and tells my wife, he's like, oh, my son's never been in jail. And a girl shows him photos, and she was like, dude, you don't know your son. She didn't talk, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, this is his album. Like, check it out, you know? Like, you know, like, you know, that's sad that a stranger had to show my dad who I am in life and shit.
Right.
And then he wants to talk about how he paid child support. This bum ass nigga, talk about child support. Yo, my stepson ain't even my son. You know, he's my stepson. Of course he's my son now. I pay child support for him. Because now I have a right of his life, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And then, you know, when the judge asked me why I'm doing it, I'm like, yo, that's my son. I was like, well, what you doing? The judge is like, you know, you don't have to. Now I was like, I'd rather pay for him. You know, the kid lives with me. We share him.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a blessing that I have, you know. And that, you know, most of my life people trying to take shit away from me. This lady let me keep this, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I can't hate her for nothing, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's my son. You know, he calls me dad, you know what I mean? We call nobody else dad. You know, when people, like, because when I drop him off in school, people look, you know, my kid's Asian, you know, looking cute, you know? It was like, and he has a little Puerto Rican attitude, you know what I mean? Yeah, he's adapted to my life and shit. So he's like me now, you know what I mean? You know, but he has all these, like, things that his dad does, his real dad and all that stuff. But he only recognizes me. You know how good that feels?
That's
You know what I mean?
No, for real.
And when my mom calls me, she said, how's my grandson, Chris? How's Ryan?
That's dope.
How's Wawa, you know? And then when my son is around my son stays with my mom.
Is your mom's still what?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love the crap out of that kid. Yeah. You know? He's just a really good kid. And when he was little, he was evil. I thought I was going to have a gangster in my life, you know?
Is your mom still in New York?
Yeah, she just moved to Florida.
Oh, she did?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. My mom's tight, man. I mean, some of the stuff that happened when we was kids, I don't really blame, you know? You don't just give kids and do perfection, you know what I mean? It takes a little work.
Especially when you're a single parent, like you said, working and having four kids. Worked.
Yeah, I remember. She didn't just buy it with four of us. All right, yo, check this out. This Christmas, right? My mom couldn't get Christmas presents, right? And she bought my sister sweaters because the winter was coming and we couldn't get gifts, right?
Right.
And one day in June, my mom was like, we had COD for a bike, you know, like BMX bikes and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't afford those shits, dude. Yeah. Fucking this guy comes with this big-ass bike box and shit for my Christmas present. She blew my mind, you know what I mean? Like, wow. Yeah. It's like she got me a bike, you know? Like, she worked hard, you know what I mean? So I don't know how she does it, but my baby moms don't understand why I can't say no to my kids. And it's not about money.
Right.
It's about pride. She doesn't get it.
Right.
Yeah, I would never want to be that kid that could only remember a bike. My mom does mad miracles and shit. You know, fuck anybody says. She gave birth to me. She took care of me. She didn't have to. I didn't deserve it at times, you know, but she took care of me. So all these fucking tools I learned from my mom, the only thing she know, I'll never tell her that, you know what I mean? But I think, like, when I got older and shit, I never knew how much I like Christmas, you know, because that June shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I got smart. I start buying presents in June all the way to December in case anything bad happens, they're covered, you know what I mean? So my mom didn't know. I learned that from him. Like my uncle, you know, I tell this all the time. My uncle kills people with kindness, but the way he does it is weird. He'll go up to you, he's like, yo, papi, buy me a 40, you know? Nigga, buy him a 40. My uncle's a humble dude, gangster as fuck, he's really cool. Everybody loves him, blah, blah, blah. I never knew, like, it wasn't about the 40. It was the way he approached people. He killed them with kindness. And niggas felt like they had to show him some love too, you know?
Right.
So I took that as an adult. And I started killing people with kindness in a whole different level, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I met this girl once, and her kid had no shoes and blah, blah, blah. And I kind of got cool with her. And I'm like, yo, dude, I love shoes, you know? I'm like, yo, I fucking love shoes. Like, I love Jordans, blah, blah, blah. And one day we just started talking, and she was talking about how her favorite shoes were these, and her favorite shoes is that, and she was a struggling mom. And I just wanted to see if she was humble or not, you know what I mean? I realized that she really is a hardworking woman. Her mom's sick, she has this kid, the dad's in jail, blah, blah, blah. So, and we're working together and shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And one day I was like, yo, what size is your kid? And I'm all like already plotting, you know? I'm like, oh, I'm going to help this chick out, you know what I mean? And she started telling me. So I went to the store, and I was telling this dude about this girl, like, blah, 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 she needs these Jordans, you got this? He's like, yo, why are you buying these Jordans? Like, well, her son is three. He's never owned a pair of sneakers. He's always got these sandals and shit. And they have, like, you know, characters. And they're like $5.99. That's the best she could do because she has to pay rent. And he was like, oh, that's cool. So I was like, all right. So this lady was listening to me. And I was like, I don't pair. This lady, I don't even fucking know on her wall, chipped in on the second pair. And the dude in the store is like, yo, I'm down to chip in on a pair. So I got this girl three pairs of sneakers, right? And I didn't tell her it was for me. So when I told her, I was like, yo, do me a favor. I'm going to give you these things in this bag, but do me a solid. Tell her it's from you. Don't ever tell her, like, yo, that you got help. You know what I mean? My mom was very prideful. I don't know how she did it, but she did this. So I'm going to do this for you because I know it's right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in the shoe, I put a $20 in each pair. You know what I mean? And I was like, yo, if she wants McDonald's, because my kids love McDonald's and shit, you know? And so I keep a 20, always saved in case I'm broke. So keep one of those for you for later so you don't say no to your kid.
Right.
And, like, whatever. So I stopped working there, you know. She was very happy, you know. Stopped working there, and I ran into her. And she asked me for my address. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. I want to send you a Christmas card. And she asked me my son's size of shoes and shit, you know. So she repaid me and sent me a new pair for my kid,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's
so I was tight, you know what I mean? And I only worked for her for, like, 3 months. It was just the part that... She wasn't bragging or crying about it. It was how she was trying to work so hard and kept saying it that she ended up being a boss now and shit, and she has a good life too.
Nice.
And she remembered me with these shoes and shit, and she tried to do me the same, you know? I mean, I didn't need it, but it made me cry a little because I was like, damn, shit, she remembered, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and I talked to her Instagram. She does really good. She tells everybody, that's the guy with the shoes. And like the family's like, thank you, thank you. And I was like, you was there for her. And she, you made her feel like she was something. And I was like, I didn't make anybody feel like something. She's always going to be something.
Right.
Because I made you feel like something, you know. Yeah. She was something to me, homie.
Right.
She was a single mom. Did that ever cross your mind? And I was raised by a single mom. You know, and you know, we'd be like, I don't know why I do it. But I guess they say because I'm a Virgo, but.
No, it makes sense why you do it.
And then, but like people don't understand, like, yo, my struggles and shit, I see it in other people and I got to do something.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody can't do a straight line with a can and they're cocky about it, you know, and I tell them, like, yo, dog, you got to follow through, you know. The secret about lines is following through.
Yeah.
If I can't control, once you keep getting that line through, you know, it'll follow through. Yeah. Craziest part is Jive is the one that taught me that. You know what I mean? And I thought it was cool. So I just said it in a different verse so people don't know that, you know, where I got it from.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
You know, so I try to teach people like these little techniques that people
little
don't
tricks.
Know. And then, you know, I got good because other people were like helping me with it. You know, and Mitt will be like, oh, that's not, yeah, that got to get cleaner. Or Jive will get pissed enough and take a can and clean it for me. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I started getting a complex. So I started being perfection too. I started doing it. And I don't, you know, I don't have walls to practice on, so I paint when I paint, you know. I don't even know how to draw anymore.
Right.
I just do pieces and shit. I don't draw, you know.
Yeah.
Like people do black, I don't do any of that shit. I'll do it on a computer just because I'm looking at a photo of one of my pieces and I'll redo it. So I don't draw when I paint. I don't have a drawing, I don't have none of that shit. I just paint. You give me a space and I try to fit it in there, you know, and that's what I do. But, you know, I got pretty good at it, you know, in the last 20 years. You know, I got people sending me magazines with my name in them, and I never even met these people and shit, you know?
Mm.
So it's like, I feel I'm not as cool as I admit. But, and our society, you know, people know who I am, you know what I mean?
Because
Admit's a dope artist, Jive is a dope artist.
Yeah.
My man Eyesore, you know, when I met him, he wasn't really good. And then he got really good. And I was like, wow, you know what I mean?
Pressure.
And I just learned it's depending who you're painting with, you know,
right.
Like half of your crew, you know?
Right.
You know, some of them, when I start, they start seeing them, they're not as thing. And then years later, you know, 10
right.
years later, look at him, a beast, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's insane. Yeah.
You know, that guy, no joke.
That is insane.
Crims, you know, while he was painting, the dude was very talented.
For sure.
Hey, talking about graffiti, one of the things we were talking about earlier was boosting and racking. And you guys were kings back in the day of that shit, huh?
Yeah, I used to hang out with this cat called Face Low. He put me onto some stuff. Yeah, Lizzie bags, like I was telling you earlier.
And explain to them what that is real quick.
We used to layer aluminum foil into the messenger bags. Remember the messenger bags?
Yeah.
And the Manhattan storage joints. And they're already, you know, you could push it in there and it won't ring. So you Lizzie them, right? And, I mean, we still rock bad low. So we said, you can't buy it, you know? So you go to stores. We have to dip, too, though. Don't forget. Sometimes you had to run. And you got to see how quick you are. You know, with asthma, it was fun, you know? I'd be on the train, like, heaving, and I was dying and shit. No babas and shit. I was so fucking out of breath. But with these bags and shit, you could keep the things connected on them and dump them in the bag and just bounce. You know, there's people that put down the leg, up the back, it's all different ways.
Yeah,
but when I moved here and shit, my boy Preach, he was really into boosting. And when I met him, I'm like, dude, I love stealing, you know? Like, yo. Like, it's one of my fucking favorite things to do in the downtimes. I didn't even have a job when I moved here.
Yeah.
And he would drive to North Face stores with
me. That's what I was just about to say, like, gang of North Face.
Oh, I had, like, 27 jackets and shit because I liked them too, you know? I rocked so many. And I had Steep Tags too and all that shit. I used to trade with people. But we used to, like, man, one time we even walked out with a rack.
Damn.
You heard about that, right? We
that
pulled out a
rack.
And we was big, and I was fat.
Yeah,
now, like, motherfucker, I ain't fucking with that guy.
And how many jackets was on the rack?
What?
How many jackets were on the rack?
The whole rack. We just ran with it. Then dumped it in the car and did. I don't even know why. Like, what I was thinking. And he had all the homies, like, Zero.
But you would go into the store.
I walked out with it.
No, but not when it was open.
No, it was open.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was kind of a
sport. Yeah, just walked out with it.
Wow.
So when I was home, my boy Rape, man, he's really good. My boy Rape were like, go out and come to my house and ask sizes and shit. And he got like eight shirts, mad sizes. Find your size and take it, you know, hook it up. And I stopped for a while, you know, and I'm like, damn, I missed that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, Ray, can I go with you? Like, you know, like, And he thought I wasn't about it and shit. And they're walking out with jackets. I always look for like expensive things. Because I used to do this thing afterwards. Like in Home Depot, we did here mad times. With the drills and shit, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
We go to the ones in like, should I say
it? You say this in suburbs, you know, the far out. You know, yeah. Go about an hour or two
so
away.
So we go the fuck out of Bubble Lands and shit. And walk in with a cart and literally turn around. And the other nigga put the shit in the truck and I just pull out the other door. It was nothing. And then turn them in for gift cards. You know what I mean? And the worst part about it wasn't even for stealing Rustos because my man's right behind us pulling the car with the Rustos. Yeah. Right. So it wasn't even for the paint, you know? It was more for the rush. I had a lot of gift cards.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because kind of one of the first times I saw like kind of stealing like that, it was this cat in high school and he used to steal a bunch of baseball cards and football cards and, like, hook us up. And that's what he would do. He'd just put him in a car and literally just push him out and walk right in front of him. We'd just, like, look at him and just have the car ready. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
one time, I tell my man, like, yo, it was the most weirdest shit ever. So we had this 42-inch TV, right, at the Walmart right by my house. I was like, yo, dog, get the wheelie, you know? Like, yeah. And so he went and asked the guy. And he was like, yeah, just go pay for it. He just walked right out the door, you know what I mean? Nobody stopped him.
Yeah, no.
And I was stupid. At first, I was like, oh, how am I going to pay for this? I'm like, no, dumbass, get outside. He's texting me, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, he got two of those that day.
Damn.
He just walked out. I'm like, damn. So what I started doing was I was getting those popcorn tins, and I would put the fucking PS4 games in them, you know, and close it and put some popcorn on top, eat popcorn up in the can. They just scan it. They wouldn't even touch it and walk right out.
Damn.
We did the shit with the Xbox. It used to be in the front and Best Buy and just grab a bunch and run.
Be out.
Yeah, I was getting good. Yeah. And I had forced to get a job because my sister's like, nah, nigga, don't bring that shit in our house.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, Preacher's really good, man. I was pretty amazed.
I know those guys used to do runouts. They used to have their own maces steal the fucking machines that the little teams that would take
that
off.
That fool went all the way to fucking Utah. The gang up. Yeah, I have homies from New York, man. They travel and did it too.
That's what I was going to say. I was just about to say, I ain't going to say no names, but there have been a couple people that have kind of just flew into town just to kind of do that and get it and
dip real quick, you know what I mean? And
yeah, they killed it.
Yeah, you know, so yeah.
Yeah, you know. No, I just, man.
I'll tell you one thing, like when you go to LA, everything's blown the fuck out. There's nothing anywhere. You can't do shit in LA. So yeah, they come out here, you know what I mean? And fucking.
I used to drive people going for a while because I didn't know what else to do. Mm-hmm. And they break bread with me when I got smarter. I'm like, all right, if y'all want to run in my car, you could. All right. I'll dip out. I used to have that Durango, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That shit had an ill motor in it. I was going like 25, like, you know, like streets of like, I never drove before, so it was like amazing to me.
Right.
Down 25 going 150, you know, on this Durango. This shit had a banging motor in it. I did a home theater for this dude, right?
Yeah.
And, he couldn't pay me all in cash, so he gave me one of his cars to make the rest of the payment. Straight up, just send a paper to me. She was pimp, JBL. I can't afford it, you know. I made good money, but not for that shit.
Yeah.
I had it for like 6 years and shit. And, yo, that thing, like, he never told me and shit. That shit had no governor, you know. So that thing goes.
Oh, shit.
So you have to watch it because, you know, that's how I popped the motor and shit. Because the thing goes all over. It doesn't go back down to two, you know what I'm talking about? You know when you rev and how it goes up and down? When you don't have no governor, it'll just go. So I broke the block.
Oh, okay.
Because I was very sad.
Damn.
But I was like, I was going from Castle Rock to my house in 15 minutes, you know? The shit was fun.
Damn.
Yeah, I got a ticket and never did it again. My shit was like $3,000.
God
damn. Yeah, I was going, they got me for 65 over.
You're lucky they didn't take you to jail.
Oh, they wanted to, the guy was just
saw
like,
how big
like, whatever.
You were.
Nah, they fucking didn't give
saw
a fuck
the rest
that.
Record. Like,
it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. That motherfucker like, yeah, fuck you.
Just I'm about to get off.
He gave me a ticket, call for it and shit. And it was like a bunch of X's on the paper. And like, so I thought it was 800. So I went to court. They're like, nah, it's 3,000. After midnight, and that zone is 3 times the value of your ticket. And I'm like, what? Oh, wow. And then I was like, can I have an extension? They're like, nah, you have 3 weeks to pay for that shit. Like, damn. Never did that shit again.
Yeah.
I remember because I had my company name on the thing and people would call and complain. It's like, yeah, this guy's speeding on your work truck. And it's me the whole time. I'm like,
I love it.
I never did
cable guy?
Yeah, I had ladders, remember? Always have ladders.
Oh, damn.
That is
funny. Never doing that shit again. That was a, I've been had a license for 12 years now. It's happened when I first got it, you know what I mean?
So you haven't had a license for 12 years?
Well, I've only gotten a license for 12 years.
Oh.
Because in New York, I never drove. And then first, I would just go with Nate, you know?
Right.
So Nate would drive me everywhere, so I never had a car. Yeah.
And you then, hear that a lot for people from New York. They don't.
Oh, yeah, I was lazy, license. Too. I would make Nate drive to the front of my door. After moving here, you get lazy.
Right.
I used to walk everywhere, you know, I'm here, like, yo, nigga, right to the stoop right there. Less no steps. Idea. Yeah, it was crazy. Now I walk everywhere. I do one of these watches and shit trying to.
How many steps you got in? Today?
Not much, four. But yesterday I got 25,000. And 3 days before that, I had like 35,000. Because, you know, I do the apartments, and so sometimes they're like seven flights, and there's no elevators yet because some construction.
That's fucking
so I'm up
crazy,
and down all day long.
Oh, shit.
And I can tell you,
So these stairs are nothing for you, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm getting better at them.
Piece cake.
Yeah, no, today was a lazy day, but when I go up these steps, you have to go up and down the whole day. It's not once, you know? And that shit, like, I lost a lot of weight. You know, I was retaining all this water, and now all I drink is water and shit. Like, yeah. I got this weird ass belly and shit.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I can't believe it. That's like 400 pounds, you know? I'm down to like 270.
Oh, wow.
From this year and shit. The COVID, man, everybody went home. I was working the whole time.
Yeah, you're getting it.
Hey, everyone's ordering cable and internet, ain't got it now.
Yeah, that was crazy, right?
Hell yeah.
That was the coolest essential job I ever had at that time. Your cable goes down, it's like an emergency. Like,
all right, 911.
Oh, yeah.
I had people that were crying because they were off for 12 hours.
I know. People die nowadays without their phone.
Yeah, I was lucky. You know, I worked in Albuquerque for a little while, and my man got bitch slapped by the pistol because he didn't want to run a cable. And because in Denver, they got certain rules. In Albuquerque, you could throw the cable over the freaking trailer and just plug it in. Well, so he didn't do it, so they sent me. This nigga had a machine gun on the table and shit. And I went with a supervisor because to them, it wasn't a crime. To them, it was more like, you know, we still got to do the job. So I go there, and the guy was nice. You know, he speaks Spanish. We were talking about whatever. Yo, while I was doing his cable, the fool went and got me a six-pack of water. He was all humble. And he was like, oh, I said puto before. And I was like, yo, what happened? And he started telling me a story. Because my man was like, yo, I had to box him. Like, nah, homie, you got pistol whipped. They sent you to the hospital, butero, you know? Like, yo, what's that? And I was like, dude, I don't want to work in that area. And they were like, but you speak Spanish. I was like, not when I'm there. It's like
that.
It was in the, what do they call that area? The
war zone.
The
probably.
War zone, yeah.
Right behind the fair.
But I never had a problem, though. Everybody was cool.
Fuck that.
Everybody really do one
that's
cable.
Where all the cartel is.
Yo, you know what's crazy? That all their shits are jammed up because they've been stealing cable for years. So I had to fix the shit outside and then bring it inside.
Rerun
and
shit.
Yeah, and the guy was like, oh, can you hook me up with free cable? And I don't want to say no because I don't want to get
beat up or
shot. Yeah, this dude's like, yo, they were like pretty gangster. But it was cool. Like, I don't know. Like, I made friends out of this shit, you know what I mean?
It's funny you say that. We did that shit in college. We totally stole cable from the next door.
Yeah, everybody. Yo, all you got to take out is those little filters and you get free HBO, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That is crazy. I never thought of no shit like that, man.
Yeah, they had that shit already locked out there. I like Albuquerque. My man Pesa lives there in SoFa. It's a good place. I mean, it's different, but it's a good place.
It's gangster.
Yeah, I've seen shit there. You can't even go to the grocery store in some areas.
You can't even walk to the car, bro. I've seen it go down like that, where before you know motherfuckers are hopping out, you're like, oh, shit.
The first time I painted with my man Pesa, we was painting from like 4 in the morning before the sun came out. We finished, got our flicks and bounced. I never understood that, but it felt good because it's really hot sometimes. Right. So in and out, you know?
Painting trains down there?
Trains?
Yeah.
In the last few years I have, never in the past. I've been there in the 90s too, and it was nice. It was just a different scene. And there was
their scene down there is a little weird. It's definitely not like here and it's there, but it's kind of like.
Everybody has different styles. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Out here, some people, you know, they cruise and shit. Out there, they be cruise, but they don't even paint with each other. It was weird.
Nah.
But it's fresh, you know? I mean, I like painting anywhere. I like trains. I don't know why. Lately, I've been doing them as much as trains. I can. I just collected my album now. I don't even fuck Instagram. That place is stupid.
Yeah, no, I got some shit I haven't posted yet, too.
Yeah, I'm stacking.
For sure.
I don't even bring my phone. I bring a camera.
Yeah.
Because I'd be that nerd, too.
Hard copies.
There you go. That's the old school shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's cool for the photo album. I got a big one, too.
Yeah.
I got stuff when Shoe first started, too, when we used to paint together. When Was here.
Yeah.
Where do you get your film developed?
Oh, I do that at Walmart now, but I do that online one. They mail to you. It's better quality than the machine they use. I get one of like 4x6, then like 5x7, 8x10. I don't know. I just put them in folders.
Yeah.
And then the 4x6, I put in this big Godfather book. It's tight.
It's tight.
I watched myself grow from that shit, yo. Like, I painted. When I first moved here, I painted a lot. When I was hanging out with the SK kids, I painted a lot because none of them niggas cared. All they did was paint, remember?
Yeah.
And, like, they knew spots, so I was always with it, you know?
Fuck it.
You know, Tusk was one of them. You know, right. Shoe. I kept Guru. I used to paint a lot. And then I started meeting, the people on the scene. I didn't know anybody when I first moved here.
How'd you meet those cats? How'd you meet, like, Shu and Tusk and Heiser?
I met Shu at skate parties. Yeah.
And Tusk. How'd you end up there?
Guru. Matter of fact, the first party I went to, I had a fist fight. It was at Sire's house. I don't know what the hell, but this dude just punched my homegirl Raina in the face. She went flying. So I took a frying pan and hit him with it.
Damn.
I was like, yo.
Like some fucking Bugs Bunny
and
shit.
And she went flying. I could get one too, you know? She ain't a small girl, you know? I was like, I took a frying pan and gave it to him. Got a little love from that one. Dated a girl from that party.
Damn.
It was weird. Yeah, I used to fight a lot in the snake pit too, but there was idiots in there, remember?
Yeah, no, there for sure was.
I used to like Frankie Noodles. That was the dude. And Biscuit from the pizzeria. They used to hype me up and shit. Yeah, one time, some girl was dissing on my man. Don't want to say his name, but somebody that was in my crew when I first moved here, white dude. And his girls came at him, and his mom just passed away. I don't think he remembers the story very well, but I remember it fucking bluntly.
Crystal clear.
And the sign called me, yo, why don't you go back to Brooklyn? So I pull up on my van with a hammer. I'm like, yo, bitch, I'll fucking knock your teeth out. Say one more fucking word. And everybody in there were like, what the fuck?
Ghost.
I was like, yo, talk about dead people now. And I just remember, and she didn't call the cops or anything either. I felt bad, of course. Right. But, yo, she pushed that button. Like, yo, like suburbia people should shut the fuck up sometimes, yo. Yeah. That's what I got to say. Yeah. You want to eat Benny Blancos? Do it without talking, you know? Right. I enjoy shut pizza just like you.
Grab your piece of pizza and be quiet.
So we went, and I sat at the snake pit. And Shorty came up and apologized and bought me a drink.
Damn.
And sat there and hanged out with me. My boyfriend left. You scared him away. And I'm like, well, I don't know how to drive, but I could get you a ride home. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be, you know, like, aggressive. But, yo, you don't just tell people shit like that and think that shit's going to go, you know?
Right.
And this is, like, my first 2 years here. Like, yo, now I don't. If people talk dumb, I just walk away and go in my car and laugh.
You have to, though. That shit actually happened the other night, dog, at the concert. Like, we were just waiting in line, and this fool was like, he's like, they're talking right there. He's like, the sunset is dope as fuck. So I'm like, oh, and I kind of look like, yeah, so I'm take a fucking selfie, dog. And then this chick comes up, and she's like, are you videotaping this? And I'm like, what? And like, I'm taking a fucking selfie. Then before you know it, all her other friends hear him, oh, we're so sorry. It's just some, like, weirdo shit, like, damn, bro. Like, you know, motherfucker can't take a picture, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You already trying to funk and just like, they're like, you know, don't bother her.
My cousin Jess came on one of those Colorado Crushes here.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls that was running the show, she thought it was cool to disrespect him. You remember, I don't even remember that. That was when that hip hop show was in that bar. No, it was like half outside.
I didn't see it.
It's like, it was like a weird thing. And my cousin Jess is like a humble dude, you know? And she was like threatening him. And there was these two black dudes with her. So I got mad. So I came outside, like, yo, Jay, come here. And she was like, oh, this dude just said this to me. I was like, yo, my cousin don't talk that way. Like, you know, like, and then the guys was like, yo, if you want to get aggressive, homegirl, I'll slap you because you want the problems. And like, homie, if y'all want to handle it afterwards, we can handle it. I'm still slapping the shit out of her first.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, everybody came outside and calmed it down. And like, bitch, I'll fuck your ass up. Oh, yeah, picking on a guy as a hippie. My cousin is humble. He doesn't even curse. He don't disrespect people. And everybody came and like, yo, what the fuck? And I was like, I would slap the shit out of you. And everybody still, in the end, I still slapped the shit out of you, homegirl. I was like, and she was cool. Like, I don't know why she, like, picked it on him. My cousin has these long dreads. You know, he's like a hippie ass. He's healthy. He's a vegan. He doesn't have time.
He ain't fucking with nobody.
Yeah.
He ain't fucking with nobody.
And they were surrounding him, you know. And this dude's from the Bronx and shit. Like, Like, why you gotta be so stupid? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt bad too, cause she was cool, but she got scared that day. Never talked to me ever again. Yeah. Can't remember her name, but it starts with a P.
Yo, I need to eat more healthy too.
Yeah, me too. Vegan.
But right now, I want some Benny Blancos because you guys have been talking about it.
I don't know about Benny Blancos. I think I can find another pizza spot on the way back home besides Benny Blancos.
Well, I'm probably just going to get fucking some...
what are the fucking...
Some beans from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I can't eat Taco Bells.
Yeah, no, that was a mistake the other night. I didn't even eat it, bro. I literally took like 3 bites and threw it all away. I literally...
That's terrible. You can't order most the shit off the menu, yo.
I still like Taco Rapidos.
Bro, that's not bad.
Right? You know what I need in my life? Some Columbine's. Columbine Steakhouse, bro. That's what I really need in my life.
Oh, my God. I haven't Columbine since Nate. Those French fries are bomb.
Yeah, but that's just Texas closed.
Toast. That Texas is toast is bomb.
What time are they closed?
Oh, no. I thought you meant like in general. Like,
nah. Dog, right now.
I've been cruising around.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I've been cruising around. There's a lot of like... abandoned buildings still from the COVID full like Burger King and just shit like here and there and trying to roll to some place you used to go to eat and ain't there no more. It's wild, man.
Oh my God, they closed my favorite spot, Bravo's, the Italian spot by my crib in North Glen.
Oh shit.
Yeah, they humble too. I go there, I get these fried raviolis, and now I don't even have to order them. I walk in and they get them for
that
me.
That place is fire. I know, I've tried that place.
Yeah, Bravo's good. And then they had like an Anthony's pizza that I like Sicilians, and then I could just drive there while my kid's home and run back and have pizza. It's gone. Yeah. And I got to get from Boardwalk. And Boardwalk, you have to get a certain pizza so it tastes good. You know what I mean? Right. Yeah. A lot of places are gone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Chubby's
man.
Is still there, though.
Yeah. Chubby's ain't going nowhere.
That shit ain't going nowhere. No.
That line was thick in my stomach anymore.
I'm like, I wish that fucking line would go somewhere. I'm like,
you know, I might have stopped there right after this. No, well,
In and Out
said that.
Somebody say
In-N-Out?
I waited 4 hours just so I get cheese fries.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I could have just got out of the car.
I don't think In-N-Out is that good. No. It's not. It's cheese fries are bomb. Line for that shit.
Nah. Nids. That's just
I like Illegal Pete's the most. Legal Pizza's bomb.
Never been there.
This is pretty fire.
Yeah, they got the French fries kind of potato burrito.
That shit's fire.
That shit is bananas. I don't even get meat. I just get potatoes and beans, you know? Shit's bomb.
So you can tell we're all high now. We're all fucking hungry as a motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm fast, so I don't have to get high for it.
I wish El Gaito was open right now.
You're going to go through the drive-thru thinking you're getting food and it's ice cream. You're like, fuck, I didn't want no ice cream.
Yeah, I'd be jealous. You guys got Rico's right there. Those little cheesy
sandwiches.
They
close early, though, bro.
It's fire, but they close early.
And they're closed on Sundays.
Rico's is fire, though.
Hey, they're Italian.
Yeah.
But
Gallo's open on Sunday.
Never had it.
Italian restaurant.
Ooh, it's
Gallo. Fire,
Gallo,
bro.
Gallo.
Well, it's Gallo in Italian.
Gallo.
What are you talking about?
The
Gallo.
It's the place across
it's
the street.
Gallo.
What are you, half a fag?
It's Gallo. I'm Mexican.
Well, shit, dog. We definitely appreciate you coming by, man. You bless us with a million fucking crazy stories. If anything gets crazy story here, I think this episode got it fucking way gone. Because
you
done punched cops. You done been shot.
We had to bring you back to do another
one. Fuck motherfuckers, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, my mom never even knew I got shot. My mom still don't know.
Well, she might know if she listens to this.
I don't tell my mom anything about business.
That's like, so wild.
She can't listen to the podcast.
It's just, I don't know. I'm just afraid that she'll judge me and shit.
Yeah.
It's always been that way, though. Like, I don't know.
You still feel that way?
Oh, yeah, dude. I like, you don't even know. She got sick. I was so sick. I got sick myself, you know? It's like, I'm like, fuck, if she dies, I'm never going to get to show her that I'm a good guy. I'm all like, I'm gonna get this lady to like me now, you know?
She,
or like,
she knows you're a good guy.
Nah, I don't think.
Maybe you need to just have some talks with her.
Oh, no, we talk now. Like, yo, I would ask my mom questions, right? It's just crazy, right?
Right.
And my mama like, papi, just forget about that. And then, like, one day, she'll just call me, like, hey. Remember that one time? And, like, she starts talking to me. I get excited, you know?
Yeah.
I get to get a saying in it, you know? So somebody stole a pager from my house. We broke into my house, broke bridges into the house, blah, 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 blah. They stole my mom's pager. So, to this day, in my head, I'm like, I didn't steal the pager, but I brought the idiot that did. So, I apologized, like, yeah, Ma, this is what happened. I never got a chance to tell her, you know, so I told her. Yeah. I was like, yo, I'm sorry, you know, my friend Obi was in the house, and when I snuck him in the room, he saw your pager and stole it, and I am really sorry.
Damn.
But you never want to listen, so I just want to apologize. I would have replaced it if you had gave me a chance, but, yo, my mom started swinging at me, you know, there wasn't even a talking. That was a left, right, left. Yo, my mom was like Tyson, too. She's like, those shits come quick, homie. You don't watch it, they hurt, you know what I mean? Yeah. catch your jaw, you know. But shit like that, it's like now we get this talking and shit. I think that's why I was so abrupt for a long time, you know, because I don't think people want to listen, you know what I mean? So, like, this girl was like, yo, I gave you every hint that I like you. And I was like, yo, if you don't tell me, I'm not going to notice it. She was like, well, I'm too busy on my kids. Yeah. So I'm not noticing you and your kindness. I'm so more worried about this shit in my house. Yeah. And she was like, well, you should know. And I was like, nah, nigga, I ain't 20 anymore. I don't got the darts and shit and the triggers and shit. You could see a girl and you could do this. Nah, nigga, I don't even have time for that shit. I'm making money and shit. Now, if you like me, tell me. Then I'll tell you if I like you back, you know? Can't simple. Be wasting time throwing fucking darts at each other.
Right.
I'm fucking almost 50, nigga. Like, what the hell? I'm no kid anymore. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. I'm supposed to know that shit. She's like, well, I'll give you the hint. I'm like, well, you could give me every hint in the book. You know what hint I get? That my kids got to eat by 7, right? So I got to go and shit. Now, if you want to roll, roll and shit. But my kids need to eat. I got to sneak french fries with my son because mom wants them on a diet, you know? Should be there by 8. We got to be out, you know?
No signs of french fries anywhere.
Dude. I found out the other day McDonald's closed like at 12 now. That's just heartbroken.
I don't know where I'm at, dog. They're open fucking all
depends
night.
Depends on which one, yeah.
Carl Boulevard and 34, that motherfucker's open all where? Night. Colorado Park Hill, east side border.
Yeah, I ain't going over there for McDonald's. It's scary.
That's because you in North Glen.
I know, that shit feels far, but I probably will now that I know.
There's another one open too. I don't know, we're on the hot spot. Sorry, bro. The one right there on fucking Santa Fe and...
Oh, right there?
Yeah, and the golf course kind of, but before, that one's always open, yeah.
And the one on Alameda, yeah, the Alameda.
Oh, yep, Alameda and
that
niggas
need to be texting this shit to me.
I will, bro, when I get home.
Oh, yo, right. I'll be having to get fucking taco star.
McDonald's is terrible, though, don't
it
eat
is.
That shit.
Yeah,
it
but
is.
When you're hungry, that's the only thing that's open.
Yo, I'm fucking
and it feels
starving
like heaven
right
when you're starving. 7-Eleven. I'm taking a 2A. With extra tomato, you know? Yeah, like, I already know what I'm eating. I don't even know what it means.
I'm ready to go. I'm hungry.
I know. I got to give a couple shout-outs real quick. I got to give a shout-out to the fucking lady that works the drive-thru at McDonald's by my work. She is so happy this morning. She says, smile every day. She says, seen John Elway this morning, got a picture with him. She was so fucking happy. I was like, it's
at
good
McDonald's?
To see you. At McDonald's, bro.
John Elway at
and
McDonald's.
Then shout-out to
see?
Fucking...
I guess
see?
Elway's isn't cutting it anymore.
Then and shout out real quick to fucking DJ Ricky O, man. He's in the hospital right now. He hit me up today. I was texting him and shit, and he told us to smoke one for him, and we smoked a couple for you today, homie. Just thinking about you. Hope you speedy recovery, and you're in our prayers, dog. You know what I mean? And everyone else who's, you know.
Styles P Friday. Come
2 through. O'clock. Be Good Dispensaries, 11 West Hampton. We're here. Joe Thunder, Elvis, Sin. Reps.
Yo. Happy birthday to Messin.
Happy birthday.
He's not here,
Messin.
But happy birthday.
And my man KPWR.
You got any last shout outs? Last thoughts?
I love everyone. Last time I forgot names, everybody got mad.
Right. Lover, not a fight.
You heard it first.
Anymore.
Raw fight.
You're about to go down right now.
I was ready to box him. I offered him earlier. You heard me, right?
You did. You were like, I heard it real quick.
You
want
to hear me talk with my fist? I'll talk with my fist. You take it outside.
Yeah, I know. You said that.
I just have to ask, when's the last time you fought? Like,
a couple months.
It's been a while now. Okay. Yeah, a few months. I had a fight because... okay. Yo, this is even funny. Last one. I plugged in my Milwaukee fucking thing. I tell this dude that to unplug is I charged my battery. He unplugged it. So you know how to do the cable for Comcast? I told the guy not to step on it because it's going to kink. So the shit kinked. So that means I had to replace it. I just put the damn thing in. So the dude starts talking to me in Spanish. Like, and I was like, hijo de puta, I speak Spanish too, you know? Like, what up?
Yeah.
And then he was trying to, like, open his mouth. So I took off my shirt, my vest, my PPE. And I said, what's up, papi? You want to do this? So he put his hands up, and then he realized how big I really was, but I already swung, you know what I mean? So the guy grabbed me, but I already hit him and the guy that grabbed me because he got elbow, and so I was ready to hit him again. And they were just trying to stop the fight, so they sent me home for the day. So they had to call my boss.
Oh, my God.
I am my boss.
Oh, sick.
So I told him, I was like, yeah, I won't make him go there for 2 weeks. It's okay, you know? Like, they didn't even know it was fucking stupid people.
You
fucking idiots.
I sent him really wide. I was like, yeah, sir. I will reprimand him. Don't worry about it. We'll be talking to him. We'll probably suspend him for 2 weeks. Thank you, though. You know,
we appreciate. Yeah,
appreciate you.
And the guy knows is I'm. There's like four of us.
Right.
All right. Whatever.
Cool.
Yeah, shout out to everyone. I love you. But yeah.
There you go.
That guy's never gonna talk stupid. Oh, yeah, I have to. Check I don't care. Stuff. Like, well, yeah, I was ready. I didn't want to hit him in here because I don't want to piss you guys off.
That'd have been interesting.
I would have.
Hey, we almost caught a...
Hey, bro, he's your friend. I was ready for you to hit him.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's Messon's friend.
Oh, okay.
He wants to talk about people I ain't even friends with anymore, you know, or crews that I rep. Yeah, like, you know, I dated a porn star. You don't see me shouting out a porn star right. I dated when I was right. 20 years old, you know?
Exactly.
This dude was like, oh, I heard you know her. I was like, yeah. Yeah, I was like 21. That bitch Jesus is 50, Christ. Son. What the fuck are you asking me that shit? Right. Is that the best quality that people get from me, that I did one thing one time in my life?
Hey, people are a trip.
I'm more happy about my kids. I brag about my kids all day long. Who cares about a girl I dated when I was 20 years old? Right. That probably gave me all STDs and shit. Who knows? You know what? I was young. I don't know. I probably got shots to get rid of them. I don't remember none of that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
hey.
She was hot then, you know? Now she looks like she's 70, hey, you know? I ain't trying to brag about no 7-year-old looking woman. What the hell's wrong with people and shit?
Damn, now we all want to know who it is.
You don't want to know.
Sin don't want to know.
I don't want to say it either.
Don't say it.
It's very shameful.
Don't it's shameful.
It. She was big, though, one time.
Yeah.
And she had a radio station.
WKRP.
I don't know. I never got to listen to it. But she had no diseases.
Well,
I was
on
kidding.
Our next podcast, maybe.
I'll bring you a picture.
We'll set her up.
I made a sticker out of her.
Nice. Well, okay, I have to look at your stickers then.
Yeah, just to get a rep stickers.
Just to get a rep.
Yeah, everybody, you and my kids get a sticker.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Well, shit, there you have him. Another episode of Smoking Joe Thunder podcast. We got Elvis Freshly, DJ Sin in the house. We are out of here. You can get us on all platforms. Find us everywhere. YouTube, you name it, we're there. We will see you soon. Peace out.
Peace.